This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 12th. God's word to you today is, do likewise. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 6, verse 37, and it says, don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. This text was taken from the Message translation. Have you noticed that when you are merciful to someone, even though you may not be seeking it, people look for a way to pay you back? When someone gives you a gift, do you consciously or unconsciously feel you have to give that same person a gift? There is just something about receiving goodwill, endearment, compassion that provokes a response. When people have been compassionate to you, pay it forward. If someone is going through so much, and God has put it in your heart to show compassion, do not just dismiss it. Sometimes, we forget that we are recipients of compassion, and we become judgmental. Sometimes, we even think that we have earned the compassion we're receiving. You want to receive bountifully, but are finding it hard to give. There is something wrong with that. It should not be. You need to be compassionate to people around you. I had this classmate in university that would follow me after classes just to preach to me. Initially, I felt he was disturbing me, but I just used to listen to him. Then one day he asked, "Do you pray?" I said, "Of course, before every meal," which was really the only prayer I remember praying consistently. Even with such a response, he did not judge me. Then he took it a step further. "Do you know that people pray for you?" I said, "Of course, I know my mother prays for me." His next statement was life-transforming for me. He said, "What if something happens and your mother stopped praying for you? Somebody is sacrificing for you. Who are you sacrificing for? Someone is showing you compassion, but who are you being compassionate to? Someone else valued my life enough to sacrifice for me in the place of prayer. But at that time, I was not doing the same, and my walls began to come down. I started desiring to know more of God. God helped me and saved me." Luke 6:38 from the Message translation says, "Give away your life, you'll find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help me to sow seeds of compassion daily and use it as a channel to show people Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.